Trump has been found guilty of raping writer E. Jean Carroll.
The jury had found Trump liable of sexual abuse, not rape.
CBS's Michael Wallace says ABC has agreed to pay $15 million to go to Trump's presidential library. More drone sightings have been reported over New Jersey and surrounding states. And Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden says local law enforcement needs more jurisdiction to get involved.
We're going to see increasingly crowded skies. We need to change some federal laws to keep up with that.
For now, the monitoring is mostly handled by federal officials. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Even though it's illegal under state law, more Wisconsinites are getting abortion care through telemedicine. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An 1800s Wisconsin law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. But Jenny Higgins with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity says even after the ban was lifted in 2023, demand for abortion pills in Wisconsin remained high.
Suggesting that even when brick and mortar facilities are offering abortion care in our state, telehealth abortion still is a really important service that many people in our state are taking advantage of through these Shield laws.
There have been about 130 orders for abortion pills per month made through Shield Law providers since July of 2023, according to WeCount data. There have also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. With only 4 abortion clinics statewide, 96% of Wisconsin counties don't have an abortion provider, and about 70% of Wisconsinites of reproductive age live in a county without an abortion clinic. Higgins says while Shield Law clinicians provide critical and affordable care to Wisconsinites who grapple with numerous restrictions to abortion, attempts to criminalize both providers and patients are expected, with Black and brown patients at the highest risk.
We know historically that Black and brown women are the most likely to be criminalized during pregnancy, whether that pregnancy is ending in abortion or birth. And so I think we need to pay great attention to the ways in which some of the pregnant people with the least social power could be putting themselves at risk.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Sunday Night Football. The Packers and the Seahawks tonight in Seattle. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney if he's ever faced quarterback Geno Smith at Lumen Field.
Yeah, I've gone against him before. You know, regardless of, you know, the things that they've been through. And even in his career, he's been through a lot of things and still been able to overcome a lot.
College basketball, a shocker. Number 6 ranked Marquette losing to Dayton, 71-63. The Badgers snapped their 3-game losing streak with a win over the Butler Bulldogs 83-74. At the NBA Cup in Vegas, the Bucks are headed to the finals after beating the Hawks 110-102. Giannis with 32 points. Damian Lillard added 25.
You out there with a guy like Giannis who's going to draw a lot of attention when he's getting downhill. So it's really no reason for me to force the action. You know, it came back around.
The Bucks face the Thunder Tuesday night in the finals. Game time 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Widespread fog and cloud cover across the area today. As a result, high temperatures only in the mid and upper 30s, a light south to southeast wind. We'll continue to have patchy fog and clouds around in the overnight, lows near freezing, and on Monday, a chance of light snow. It's 33 at our studios.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for Motown Monday. We'll start the countdown to the holidays, react to the news from the weekend, and end the show with the politrickster of the day. Don't miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The music of the stars is on the air. Good morning, everybody. Be on the air till high noon today. I'm Lou Regani, your host on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars now since, 1992. Wow. What am I wowing about? Passage of time, but then Christmas means a passage of time, doesn't it? It celebrates, if indeed that's the word, the passage of time. Does that sound scary to you? That phrase kind of does. Oh, but then look at the bright side, literally. Next week, the days start getting lighter again. Not by much, of course, but I'll take it. This is really the kind of time of the year when you sit back and think, what have I done in Christmas's past? Oh, but it's all fun. It's a gift, right? But it's a kind of gift that's no good unless you give it away. Merry Christmas, everybody. The music of the stars. Tony Bennett.
All I want for Christmas is you. You're the gift that made my dreams all come true. All I need for Christmas is here. Finding every sweet surprise wrapped up in your eyes, waiting there for me underneath the tree. We'll spend the day exchanging kisses, smile and say, what a Christmas this is. Long before the snowflakes appear, without bells or mistletoe, or the tinsel silver glow, you just look at me and oh, Christmas is here.
It's called Basie with Tony, the music of the stars. Say, Bing had a hit with that originally. That's actually used from a couple of movies. The best known one was Love Actually. And here's Bing.
You're all I want for Christmas. Want my whole life through. Each day is just like Christmas. Any time that I for for Christmas. And if all my dreams come true, then I'll awake on Christmas morning and find my stocking filled with you.
You're all I want for Christmas. All I want my whole life through.
Each day just like Christmas, any time that I'm with you.
Crosby there on his label Decca with the Ken Lane Singers, Victor Young in the orchestra. Victor never got an Oscar for all those great movies he scored. Well, all right, let me rephrase that. He never got an Oscar for all his great soundtrack music for the movies he scored. See, there's a difference in... And that's not true either. He did get an Oscar, but it was posthumous. And the picture was Around the World in 80 Days. 1957. Nice tune. Glenn Moore wrote the lyrics and Seeger Ellis did the music. We've got a salute for Mr. Ray Anthony. Ray Anthony, still around after all these decades. God bless him and a Merry Christmas, his style.
My Christmas dream depends on you. Without your love, it won't come true. I'm dreaming of us under the mistletoe in the afterglow. cottage small upon a hill. The snowflakes fall, the air is still, and we are alone together, my love, with my Christmas dream. Christmas Eve will belong to us, not a soul will be there, as we sit by the fireplace, we need no one to share my Christmas dream. Is meant for three, the Christmas tree and you and me, the ornaments glistening, the night wind listening to my Christmas dream. My Christmas dream, my Christmas dream.
Ray Anthony and the Orchestra from his Dream Dancing Christmas album. Ray's got a birthday coming down January 20th. He'll be 103. The last living member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I'll be on the air New Year's Eve with you. Well, I'll be with you if you listen. And I hope you do. It's 7 o'clock p.m. Christmas New Year's Eve, all the way till 1 o'clock the next year. It's the music of the stars.
Offering this simple phrase to
And that was Mel Torme, who wrote that along with Bob Wells, 1948 on a hot Beverly Hills afternoon. That was Ray Anthony and Mel working with Ray. Mel had a lot. Well, let me play some more Ray Anthony with Mel Torme. What do you say? On the Music of the Stars and Johnny Mathis. The King Singers, those were six guys. They know how to put a song together.
Christmas Day is here and so are we. Time for children and presents and Christmas tree happiness. Christmas Day all that it should be, lights and carols and holly and all kinds of loveliness. Christmas bells
ringing
up the winter
land,
and peace on earth. The things a child once taught the world, if Christmas Day is really in your heart, you don't have to say the boy your love to give once a try to live each day like Christmas Day.
That was a request Well done. Patty, Maxine, and Laverne Andrews.
While angels are shining the stars Christmas Eve, a sweet little angel takes heavenly leave. She likes to help Santa Claus dress up the tree. So next Christmas morning, look up and you'll see sweet Angie, the Christmas tree angel. Of the tippy tippy top of the tree, all dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. She colors the lights and she sprinkles the snow. She hangs up the holly and bright mistletoe. The loveliest angel you ever have met. She makes Christmas one day we never forget. Sweet Angie, the Christmas tree angel. On the top of the tippy-tippy top of the tree. All dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. When Santa has filled all the stockings with toys and left all his gifts for the good girls and boys, sweet Angie is busy till dawn starts to break, arranging the toys till the children awake. Then with the morning a smile on her face, when Angie has put all the toys in their place, the next thing you know, softly laughing with glee, sweet Angie returns to the top of the tree. Sweet Angie, the Christmas tree angel. On the top of the tippy-tippy top of the tree. All dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very, merry, merry Christmas, says she. On the top of the tippy, tippy top of the tree. Have a very, very, merry, merry Christmas, says she. Christmas.
Ah, the Andrews, huh? Music, Milwaukee style. Tell you about it in a second. Thank you. That's off on 1941, 78 RPM. Shellac Record. He wrote that, and it was his big band's theme. Snowfall by Claude Thornhill from Milwaukee. And Tony Bennett, they worked together since 57. The Music of the Star. The Civic Media Radio Network. Jack and Jill.
It's freezing. Freezing. Wind chill is 20 below. Whole town is under the snow. Mercury's falling. You just won't quit. What are you doing out in it? Come inside, love, into the warmth. It's freezing. Inside is where you should be. Don't try to argue with me. Out there it's cruel and cold. Please do as you're told. Come inside, love, into the thank you. to the one. It's freezing. Inside is where you should be. Don't try to disagree. Walk in and set me free from this yearning. Come inside, love, into the one. It's freezing.
There's Jill Jensen of Elmwood Park and hubby Jack Brassilon. Guitar recorded in their home studio, just like Les Paul and Mary Ford used to do. They had a better sound, they said. Beginning of December's, is that the right plural? Beginnings of December. There. They have home concerts. Just finished. They live near an abandoned railroad track. The North Shore Line ran between Milwaukee and Chicago for all the Lakeshore communities. And today it's a forested bike trail. And it had snowed, as it did last week, and they noticed it was great for making snowballs. I guess not all snow is. I haven't done that for a while. So pretty soon, it became a snowman, a full-size, life-sized snowman and snow lady. But it still exists in photographs. Jack ran home nearby to get a camera. And Jill made sure that nobody would touch Mr. and Mrs. Snowman. Assuming, of course, they were Mr. and Mrs. But a neighbor took pictures. Stuff like that you don't forget. By the way, that snow couple, still there. A couple of little saplings that grew up right on the spot. Isn't that something? It's a nice story. The music of the stars. Sounds like it's melting already.
A ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you? Or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve, I wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock at night. Welcoming in the new year on New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
Frank Lesser's music. Tell you what I'm doing, I'll be here with you from 7 o'clock Central till 1.
Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you case I stand one little chance. Well, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New
thank you.
but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New
That's Katie Ernst with the Pete Elling Big Band. Jim Guy Loretto on sax. The music of the stars.
Soft, listen to the warm. The night is almost gone. We can listen to the warm. Touch the fingers of the dawn till the edge of dawn. We can listen to the warm. With love, it's either famine or a feast. You've got to learn to smile at least and store up pleasures for that rainy day. Love goes away, then soft. Listen to the warm. Now the night is gone. We can listen to the listen to the warm, and now the night is gone. Come close and listen to the warm.
The music of the stars, that's Rod McKuhn, once called America's Poet Laureate. Worked with Anita Kerr in the orchestra and singers. Henry Mancini. Warm Up. Oh, that's the title. Our Torch Hour. Music of the Star. CBS News, briefly. Another, 5 minutes. I'll be on the air with you on New Year's Eve. 7 o'clock Central till 1 o'clock. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're worldwide at civicmedia.us. Stand by for news now on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Good morning, all our stations. Madison, WMDX. Milwaukee area, WAUK. Nakusa, WIRI. Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. Richland Center, news from the center, WRCE. And WRCO. Amory, WLAK. Oshkosh, WISS. WSCM, St. Croix County. Green Bay, WCBW.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump attended yesterday's Army-Navy game.
That's really great. I think a president should always show up for this game, no matter what party they are.
We're glad to have the president-elect in the House. We may not all agree with everything, but it's good that he's coming to support America's game just like we are.
Navy beat Army 31-13. They're settling out of court. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Trump and ABC News agreed to settle a defamation lawsuit, with ABC paying $15 million toward Trump's presidential library and foundation and $1 million to cover Trump's legal fees.
ABC had wrongly stated a jury found Donald Trump raped writer E. Jean Carroll. He was found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. on those drone sightings.
I've written Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin asking the Pentagon to authorize the use of force to down one or more of these unmanned threats to uncover the mystery.
CBS News Brief.